Down dirt and gravel roads, off the main highway, and now forgotten, you can find small country cemeteries. As families moved, many of those sites are not even mowed or cared for today. But in the state of Missouri, a few of those old resting places have received special recognition. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. In hosting this program, you come across many intriguing sites in the United States. While crisscrossing Missouri, I wondered why there were a few very small cemeteries that were classified as state historic sites. Nancy Smith shed some light on that question.
The state enacted a statute that says any governor that does not have a perpetual care cemetery, the state will maintain their gravesite.
Nancy oversees one of those gravesites.
Governor Dunklin's gravesite happens to be on a bluff overlooking the Mississippi River. So it's a beautiful little spot just to go and visit and look at. You can see Illinois and you can see the river, and it's kind of on a bend, so you can see quite a ways north and south from there.
Dunklin was Missouri's sixth governor and died in 1844. Visiting his resting place gives you insights into his life and his family.
He did have quite a bit of property in that area. The rest of the land was sold off by his not-as-business-minded sons and family after he passed, and so just the gravesite itself is only a couple of acres of land.
Dunklin's resting place is actually the smallest of the cemeteries that is a state historic site. There are just five headstones here. In a way, the four governors who have their graves under the care of the Department of Natural Resources get special attention. Perhaps no one would know anything about them if not for the designation.
Well, he's been known as the father of public schools in this area. His state schools, because we're talking about the 1830s, so a public school system had not been developed at that time.
Traveling the countryside in Herculaneum, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.